Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my series on how to be friends with money. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I want to talk about the woo-woo stuff that we can do around monies, from crystals to conjuring oils to chants to even in some regards affirmations. Here's what I know to be true. This is probably going to be a little bit controversial in the sense that, but I've tried it. All of those things have the potential to enhance your ability to manifest money. I'm going to start there. And it's mystical and magical, and you're not sure how it's going to work. That is the mystery of spirit. But one thing I do know is none of that shit works if the underlying belief is that pushes money away. There's not enough. It can't come to me. I fucked up. I'm so bad with money. I can't have it. Who am I to think this is going to work? Oh, this number's too big. Oh, it never works out for me. If those beliefs are present, none of the woo shit works, friends. I love the woo, but in my process of learning to manifest money, I have also cut out a lot of the woo because I got really clear that if my internal systems are vibrating at the frequency of no money, no crystal is going to draw money to me. No meditation is going to draw money to me. No series of affirmations is going to draw money to me. You have to get in a place where you believe that money is coming and then see these as enhancers. I know that's a bit controversial because I know there are people out there that want to be like, okay, if you use this crystal this way, then of course money is going to show up. But it's because you've already accepted and believed that money is going to show up, right? So start there and you know, dig deep into that and believing that you can have a healthy, lasting, loving relationship with money. I love all the woo stuff. Totally 100% love it. And now this is challenging for me to say because I'm in the woo space, that it really does all come down to what beliefs are you holding, right? Same goes for action. Like you can take every beautiful action in the book, but if you're holding a belief that it's not going to work or it could potentially not work or it's a luck thing. You know, some people hold the belief that like, oh, it's a you got lucky. If you're holding any of that and strongly and stronger than your belief that your tools are going to work, then your tool isn't going to work. I've burned every candle, said every chant that you could, imagine. I don't say every because there's so many tools and resources out there, but a lot of them. And each time, you know, maybe the result that I wanted around money didn't happen. It went back to, I was still holding some anxiety, fear, worry, doubt, shame, guilt that pushed money away. So I would say really clean that up. If I could implore you to do anything is really just start to work on, and it's going to take a little time because so many of these beliefs, as I've said many times in this series, are so embedded in our just day to day that you're going to have to create a whole reality for yourself where you're going to have to tune out the world so that you can have a really solid belief around money. We don't realize, like I've given you many examples of how it just creeps in without us even consciously knowing it, you know? And so, be devoted to cleaning up your consciousness and the limitations. And it might be a limitation around something in your business. If you're in business, it might be something, a limitation you have around your ability to always get a job. It might be in anything, And it fucks up your manifestation around money. So you can do all those things and still not manifest. So, I love all those tools. In no way am I putting down those tools. I think they are all very, very valuable, but I've done all of them and religiously and daily and consistently, but it did not heal those junky ass beliefs that were pushing money away from me. It took me sitting down and really working through those and consistently working through them and really moving out of the space of believing that money can't show up, or money can't happen that way, or it won't go that way, or this or that. Like, you got to clean it up and do the work. I wish there was another way around it. And I definitely try to, I see clients all the time trying to like not deal with it. Like, oh, we're talking about limiting beliefs. No, let's talk about something else. Like, and I get it. I get it. It can be uncomfortable. But it doesn't have to be. And if you're hearing me tell you that you're going to have to deal with it, then fucking deal with it. This is your life, my friend. Like, if you know you're struggling in a particular area around money, learn and just keep implementing practices until you get it right, and be diligent about it and be all in, right? Don't just keep, oh, I'll try this month. Oh, I'll try this. Oh, I'll do this. And, you know, no, really be all in and track your progress and see where it's getting better, because it will get better as you work through it. So be willing to clean up your consciousness around money. And then you will see that all your tools work far more effectively. And this isn't anything new that I'm saying, and it's really not all that controversial. Any program I've taken, you know, even this, I told you I was studying under this witch and her money magic. I didn't do any of the actual spells, but just reading about it, she had a whole section before she even got into teaching the spell. She had pages and pages and pages on cleaning up our limiting beliefs around money, and they're layered and there's lots of pieces to them. So just keep at it. It doesn't mean that you won't experience manifestations in that time. You may not experience the fullness of a financial manifestation until you really dig in and find what that belief is. And you're not going to know. That's another thing that I tell clients, is that you don't know what that thread is. It's unique to you. And all you have to do is be diligent and looking for it. That's it. And pretty much that thread, that thing, it transforms everything. And it typically comes to you when you finally, you know, for some people, it's the fed up moment. For some people, it's because they've been at it for a while and they're so deeply committed to winning in that way. And then some people just are devoted to doing the work and be devoted to it. So all of these things work. But I find that they work because I've already been working them under the surface. Right, I've been doing all the other aspects of manifestation so that things work. I find that when they don't work, I'm trying to put all my energy behind this tool and not having to do the work of the other parts of the manifestation process, taking action. And it works for anyone. Like, if you say you're just taking action consistently and always, you know, but you don't believe it's going to work, it's not going to work. If you don't know what you want and why you want it, it's going to be really difficult to get something off the ground. You know, if you are doing all this limiting belief work and journaling every single day and saying your prayers and doing affirmations, but you're not taking any action, it's not going to work. All these systems, including our rituals and practices, and they all work together. And so let them work together. And if you're finding there's a part of you that's resistant to all of this stuff working together, just take a step back and say, why? Why? And it probably means there's some limiting belief there that can be cleaned up. You know, you just have to look at it and accept it and shift out of it. I think money manifestation is really, I think I heard Louise Hay say, you know, it's easier to manifest money than we think. Like, or she says money is one of the easiest things to manifest. And I think it is. I do believe that to be true once you clear out all that junky shit. But that is the work. And so be all in with it. Because, you know, even as I have gone through my own money manifestation journeys, I'll see that, you know, I might be holding a limiting belief about my profession, the way I work, all of that contributes to my ability to earn, you know, to manifest money. And so why not? You know, now on my daily to-do list, there is money manifestation work. I look at limiting beliefs. I do my affirmations. I do all my woo-woo stuff, right? But underneath is always looking at clearing out the beliefs that tell me that I can't have what I want. Because you can, in fact, change your mind. And you can, in fact, create your reality. But it requires your diligence and focus and willingness to do the work to create that. Everything else is either wishful thinking or you lying to yourself. So yeah, no, the crystal won't manifest money. You will. But that crystal can enhance your power if you allow it to. But nothing is a substitute for you taking full and complete control of your financial life and your ability to have money and do things with money and that you want to do. Yeah. Earn money. Yeah. All right. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I look forward to connecting with you on the next podcast. If you are looking for a coach, please consider my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and sign up for my newsletter. I'll send you some intuitive messages every week. And money gets to be fun. You get to be friends with money. You get to be friends with money. And you don't have to be friends with money by way of your spiritual tools. You can just have a relationship with money. And you can use your tools as a way to enhance your experience around money and help you to be more connected to money. All right, my love, take care of yourself. Thank you for listening.